How to Recognize Spiritual Weeds in Your Life by Bobby Shapercoder, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Matthew 7:18. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Reaching my hand into the dark soil, I could feel that the roots had gotten deep. I had to put my weight into the pull to unearth something I had spent weeks tending. I felt a little discouraged. I'd invested my time and attention into something that had proved to be working against the growth I was seeking the whole time. I also felt a little frustrated that I'd been so easily deceived. You see, for weeks I'd been painstakingly watering and weeding a little plot of dirt along the side of my home. The year before, it had been a vibrant little garden filled with strawberries, tomatoes, watermelon, and cantaloupe. The strawberries come back every year, but the other plants weren't ones that I expected to see come back. However, three hardy sprouts had pushed up through the dormant soil. I didn't recognize the new growth and assumed it was something returning from the previous year. I'm a novice gardener at best, so I devotedly gave these budding starts priority. They thrived and quickly grew tall and strong. When spiritual weeds take root in our lives, it can make us question. Pulling out that weed and the others like it caused a slew of thoughts to start circulating around in my mind. As Christians, how many weeds have taken root in our lives? How many things have we poured our time and attention into that are choking out the spiritual fruit we're trying to grow? How can we tell the difference between a weed and fruit when it's so easy to mistake one for the other? Am I watering weeds? So how do we recognize a weed versus a fruit? Galatians 5:22-25 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit." These verses set the standard. If what we're investing our time and energy into isn't growing those types of fruit, we need to look closely to be sure it isn't a weed. If it is a weed, we have to be willing to reach down into the dirt and uproot it before it grows and starts choking out the fruit we're working so hard to grow. Can you see examples of that going on in your own life? I hate to admit it, but I know that I can see it in my life without having to look very hard at all. For me, it's social media. Being engaged in social media is a part of my job, but I can easily spend way too much time and energy engrossed in my newsfeed. That is time and energy that would be much better spent doing the work that God has given me to do, or loving and serving the people He has placed in my life. Keep in mind, whatever you water will grow. Just like the weeds that I meticulously watered began to choke out the fruit in my garden, the weeds we care for begin to choke out the fruit that we want to grow in our lives. I had let some weeds grow in my garden and in my life that needed to be effectively dealt with. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some weeding and watering that I need to do. Would you like to join me?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
If you're hearing this right now, you're probably like, who the heck is this? And why are they playing during my favorite podcast? And I get it. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want to introduce myself. My name is Trevor Tyson, and I'm the host of Trevor Talks, where we talk to real people about real topics and real stories. I just want to invite you, if you love podcasts, if you love music, if you love books and love hearing from the people who create it, come check us out at Trevor Talks. Simply go to Google or Life Audio, type in Trevor Talks, and it'll pop on up. Hope you have a great day.